So if you can introduce yourself for me.
Oh, hi, I'm Saba, Saba Amjad.
Okay, Saba, tell us about your story, because I know it originated when you first came into the UK.
Yes. I mean, I met this lady in Gloucester, and at the time, I was new to the country, didn't know anybody, had a young child, and she actually encouraged me to participate in you know, activities that were going on in the community, and most of them she was initiating, the ones she told me about. So she used to do these charity lunches in a local church hall, and she actually encouraged me to get out of the house, use my skills, which could be cooking mainly for the charity lunch, but also for, you know, presentation skills, because she used to do these charity lunches for organizations, charitable organizations.
She used to do them for major earthquakes or...
Yes, sort of natural appeals. Calamities, yeah. Appeals for natural calamities, but equally for charitable organizations, which she would sometimes just, you know, she would find out about them maybe in the newspaper, the local newspaper, or on the internet, and just pick up on something that some organization is doing, which she could support in some way.
So when we were talking earlier, you said that the first event that you went to, you were pregnant at the time.
Yes.
So how did you feel included when you were at that state of your pregnancy? Because your baby was due, four days away?
Yes, just almost a week away. And that was actually not the first time. I had been before. It was one of the lunches that she was doing. And so I was there selling cakes in my condition, and... that actually helped the cause quite a bit, because more people ended up buying it from me because of the way I looked. But it's just her. I mean, she had young children at the time, and she had these amazing cooking skills and these amazing social skills. She's a practicing Muslim. She had such a wonderful relationship with, you know, the church management committee, and they knew her work, they knew what excellent work she did with her lunches, and the people coming in were, you know, older people, many of them with physical problems, and so they came, and we used to tell them about the work that these organizations were doing, and they used to have this obviously lovely lunch cooked by her, to which we all contributed as well. But that's not all she did. I mean, whenever she would hear of something that's happened, could be around the world, could be local,